Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's me. It is. Now, you. We're going to talk about heaps of stuff this week. We've got a movie we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about heaps of TV stuff. But before we get any kind of good momentum going, can I just stop the whole show dead?
Please.
I was on a different podcast this week. My friend, comedian Murphy McLaughlin,
yes,
has a podcast. It's about beer. It's called Beer Eye with Your Mates Guys. And yes, it is a amazing bit of wordplay. Correct. Based on a gay lifestyle show from the early 2000s. But anyway, each week, he picks out a beer and he, gets some of his mates guys together.
Yep.
And, we talk about the beer. Now, I don't drink beer.
I know.
I drink cider.
Correct.
And let me just tell you, everybody was fine with it. Not true. Not
true. I actually just listened to it before you came over.
How'd that go?
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. So, yeah, if you tell somebody you don't like beer, especially in Australia, they will...
glass you.
They will glass you with their beer, then they'll get another beer. It's like if you said, oh, yeah, I like to grind up newborn puppies in a fertilizer. You get the same reaction,
that's
basically.
Right, yeah.
I had a real good time. It's a good show. Thank you, people, first of all, for downloading our show and listening to our show. Thank you to everybody who... follows us to other shows, like we guest on other shows.
That's right.
And you know, we always get good feedback from, you know, whatever podcast we've been on, and they say, "Hey, we got, you know, great."
Not in terms of being guests, but downloads. You're talking about.
Yeah, people will be like,
"It's like thanks for coming. You were a real drag."
But
we appreciate the numbers.
Yeah, but they'll say, you know, we got good downloads, and people sent nice messages, and people, you know, they listen to other episodes of the podcast as well.
Yep.
I'm only saying this because I think in the show, Murphy does say that this is going to be the most downloaded episode of the show because Meso is on it. Now, that's a very bold presumption. And also, if that doesn't happen, I'm going to look like a real mug. So, if
a real
I can
mug
ask,
of cider.
If I can ask everybody who is listening right now, if you still have your podcast app or your iTunes app or your podcatcher or whatever, just go to Beer Eye with Your Mates Guys.
Your
just
podcatcher. Find that. Is that like a beekeeper?
Yeah.
Good. Go on.
Yeah, and just fire out some steam to distract all the other podcasts and then get in there.
Scoop them up.
And find that episode with me. It'd be the most current one.
Even have to listen to it. Just download it.
Just download it.
Exactly. That's good. Like I said, I did listen to it.
And it's cool. Good fun. So yeah, fantastic.
Fantasto. That's Italian.
Ooh.
I don't know what for.
Multiple.
Let's do the show.
Okay, great.
Also, let's do our regular show.
Yeah, let's do our regular show.
So yeah, Peter Jackson came out this week, didn't he?
Yes.
To talk about The Hobbit. I stopped there, but I shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have paused.
Yeah. So basically he said that with The Hobbit trilogy.
Here's the reason they're so bad, is essentially. Now you've all watched them and bought the DVDs. Here's the reason I'm revealing that they're so bad and I knew they were bad when I made them.
Because he said this on the DVD extras of The Hobbit.
Yes. Yeah.
So they did make $3 billion, but he said he winged it.
Wow.
He just bloody went for it.
Does that sound, because I've not seen that clip.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
That sounds like, is he showing off?
I don't think so.
I was just winging it and I made $3 billion. What have you done today? Piece of garbage.
No,
you're all right.
It was more kind of a like, the way I read it, I haven't seen it. It's kind of like, yep. Yeah, look, this is the reason why they are the way they are. This third one was supposed to come out 6 months earlier than it did. And yep. They started putting it together, all the battle scenes. Because the third one is just a battle scene.
Yep.
And there's five armies. No, there's a romance.
There's a romance between a real tall girl and a real short guy.
That's right. There's that as well. Yeah. There is that. And they started kind of putting it together. And then they're like, we don't know what this is.
Yeah.
We have to stop.
Because what happened, I guess, was that Guillermo del Toro was going to do them.
Yes.
And then he had this big vision for what it was going to be. And then he had to pull out for whatever reason.
Yes.
I don't know. Pacific Rim 2?
No, just Pacific Rim.
Just one.
Yeah.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, it's a while
Remember
back.
Remember that? And then so Peter Jackson took the role back.
Yeah.
But he didn't have
reluctantly.
Any, reluctantly. And then he didn't have time to build his own. And he's just kind of like, let's just get it out.
Do you think it's strange that he didn't go, I'll just do what he was going to do?
Yeah, I do.
I was surprised and I was happy as well when he did end up taking it back.
Mm.
But happiness quickly turned to indifference.
Sure did.
They're not terrible, but we talked about the end of last week's show. They're a drag, man.
Mm.
They're a real bloody drag.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look, I've thought about my words last time and I don't think I could sit through them. I mean, I've never seen the first two, but I don't think I could do a marathon of them.
Good. You've made the right decision just then. So speaking of properties that I guess are disappointing, Vin Diesel's Riddick.
Oh, yes.
No, I like it. What am I talking about? Do you like Riddick?
Look, I like the ideas behind Riddick.
Okay.
I like him in Pitch Black.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, there's a fascinating backstory. I quite liked Chronicles of Riddick.
Because it's so weird, yeah?
Because it was so weird and there was kind of that underworld, underverse.
There was that weird...
Dame Judi Dench, was it?
Yes, she was a ghost.
Yeah, okay.
Or something.
And I liked the idea that this was just one tiny cog in this gigantic universe kind of thing. And then the last Riddick...
was Pitch Black again.
Yeah, and it was he spent a really long time escaping that first planet.
Yeah.
Whatever happened.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, lucky, there's going to be a new Riddick movie.
Yes.
Set in the Riddickverse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also going to be a spin-off television series that's going to focus on the bounty hunters from the Riddickverse.
Oh, and then also Young Riddick Adventures. Yes. Wouldn't that be great? Learns, it's edutainment and he learns a lesson every episode.
I would definitely not watch that.
I would not watch that.
Are you happy that they're doing more Riddick stuff?
I guess.
that's everybody's response.
Yeah, look.
Look, if you have to.
Yeah, and we can just happily ignore it if it's bad.
I think I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I don't hate any of them, really.
No.
I like all the CGI dogs he has.
Oh, he's got so many weird CGI dogs, doesn't he? Yeah. I like it when he can, like, shoot energy blasts out of his chest or whatever.
That must have been Chronicles of Riddick.
And then he couldn't in Riddick.
Because they took away his... He was the king.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And Carl Urban was like, I'm sick of you being the king. Look at my mullet. Go on this planet, please. That's how it ended, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Started. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, great. Do it or don't. But you are doing it, so that's good.
Yeah. I was speaking of doing stuff.
Yeah.
This is unrelated, but I just had the tab up.
Mm.
Frank Miller is going to write Dark Knight Returns 4.
I had that in here, yeah.
I mean, he's going to write... I didn't even know there was three in the works.
We've talked about this multiple times.
Did we talk about how it's... I would remember, I feel, because it's called Dark Knight 3, The Master Race.
Yeah, you gave it a real kind of like...
How did he get that past DC?
I don't know. At gunpoint, I assume.
That would make a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. Or like he's like... made a shiv out of a toothbrush or something like that. Oh, yeah. You know, he's snuck it in. Like, they make him go through it. When he comes to DC, they make him go through a metal detector now. But he's brought in a toothbrush and he's sharpened it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But he had so many ideas for The Dark Knight 3, which he is actually co-writing with
Brian Azzarello, yeah.
Correct, thank you. That he's going to do another one.
And he's going to... I think he's going to do this whole one himself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like the spirit...
Yeah, pretty good. Bless him. Good
Look,
on him.
Man, I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be...
Balls to the wall.
Exactly, it's going to be balls to the wall, good or bad.
Yep.
Like, even though the sequel, The Dark Knight Strikes Again,
yep.
is total shit.
that's Tell unfair. Us how you really... Oh, you did.
Yeah, yeah you it's, did. It has... There's some stuff I've liked. I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I like how the Adam's in like a little Petri dish and there's a bunch of other stuff. The art is terrible, but...
Yeah.
It's mad. Like, it's completely mad. Yeah. And so from that perspective, yeah, sure. What are you doing? I'll
see that, yeah.
And there's like 50 variant covers for it. Have you seen?
Oh, no.
People get really pissed off because there's just they've just gone nuts. Like, they're really cashing in.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? That's the bloody world we live in.
Mm.
It's ridiculous verse.
Like, yeah, you know it.
I know it.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Correct. I was tying that in.
Nice.
Megan Gale. See that picture this week of Megan?
I did, of the Wonder Woman we missed out of, because Justice League Mortal was not a thing.
I thought the general consensus for that was, this is also crap, we hate this one also.
Oh, really?
Did you read any comments on it?
No, I don't read the comments.
Okay, fair. Yeah,
well, sometimes I do.
Sure.
Sometimes I read the comments on your YouTube videos, because I want to see if somebody's hating on me, because I love it. I drink it in.
Generally, I would say it's pretty much all positive for you.
Yes. Because it's small doses.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
And because you're charming. You're so charming.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop saying how good I am. No, I think she looks great.
I agree. I like it a lot.
I'll be honest, though. I was looking at it on my phone.
Yeah.
But I did have to squint to be like, is that Gal Gadot?
They look
quite... It's not a huge leap.
No. Well, yeah. They're both wearing Wonder Woman costumes, aren't they?
That's true, yes. They are women wearing Wonder Woman costumes.
You can't see the pants, though. Because were they going to give her, like, the spangly pants? Yeah. Are they going to give her the little metal underwear or the skirt or whatever?
True, yeah.
Mm. Do you guys wear metal underwear sometimes?
No. No one does.
I'm thinking of Zeta.
Because that's insane.
No, maybe I'm not thinking of Zeta.
You're thinking of a robot baby.
I might be.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, we saw the first look at Gal Gadot in the new Wonder Woman movie.
Yes.
It's just like her in a cloak and a headband. Mm. That looks pretty solid.
Skulking about the city, one assumes.
No doubt.
Mm.
They've also released some of the cast, just the names, not from prison. They're not doing it like that.
Okay, good.
It's not some kind of rehabilitation movie.
Sure, sure.
But we got Chris Pine, who we talked about
Jimmy
last
Jimmy Olsen's
week.
Being played by Snake. Yeah, I mean, he's got a rose tattoo on his face, but...
Hey, man, give everyone a shot.
Give everyone a bit of diversity, yeah.
Oh, you know how Chris Pine is Steve Trevor? The rumor now is that he's playing Steve Trevor's grandfather or great-grandfather, and then he plays Steve Trevor modern day.
You did say that. Yeah.
Don't you think that's super dumb?
Oh.
Have you ever met anybody who looks exactly like their grandpa?
Marty McFly.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We never see Marty McFly's grandpa, actually. No, we do!
Yeah.
Lorraine Baines's father.
Yeah.
He just looks like a surly 50s guy.
Yeah, okay, then I don't know.
No, good
also,
point.
Also, he's not real. So
I should have said that instead of trying to
think
my way out of it.
Yep. No.
Yeah.
They'll do AG makeup. It'll be fine.
No. What I'm saying is he's young. He's playing both characters.
Oh, he is too. That's right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, that'll never... That's crazy.
Doesn't fly?
No.
As it were?
Mm.
Invisible jet style?
But I guess if it's just such... Like, it's just the luck of the draw. Like, she falls in love with the old one.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I'll never love again. And then she shows up in the modern world and she's like, but that guy looks exactly the same. I guess I'll give it a crack. All right.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
Other cast members include David Lewis... Lewis?
David Lewis.
Yes. He's Lupin in Harry Potter.
No.
He's in Dragonheart.
No.
He's a really good British
Be
actor.
Be more memorable, David Lewis.
I'll
look him up when you say other cast members that I don't know.
Danny Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Ewan Bremner.
No.
Lucy Davis.
How do you spell Fluin?
T-H. It's the and then W-L-I-S. I'm guessing. You definitely know.
Oh, Thewlis.
Yeah, I said it wrong.
Thewlis.
Yeah. You know him.
Yeah, sort of.
He's good. He's actually
Anyway,
really good.
Good on him.
Yeah, he's good. I like him. Lucy Davis, who you know as Dawn from The Office.
Oh, yep.
And also Ugly Betty. And Robin Wright.
Ooh.
Do any of those stand out to you?
Not in a good way. No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not like a massive big name cast, is
no,
it?
No, true.
But hey, whatever. Mm. That's okay.
Good on her for trying. No, that's I much would I prefer that a lot.
Than like Tom Cruise and bloody.
There are certain roles that you don't want to be taken out of the movie every time.
Yes,
with someone's Tom Cruise-iness.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like all Tom Cruise movies.
Like every Tom Cruise movie.
Do you think there's any chance that Lucy Davis is going to be playing anybody other than Wonder Woman's best friend in the modern day?
No.
All right.
Yeah,
then.
She's comic. She's comic relief.
Yeah, but she's good. I like her. I like her in The Office a lot. Speaking of...
Oh, no. What's she look like now?
Exactly the same.
Then you're right.
Okay.
Best mate.
Good, good.
Yep.
Justice League Dark casting.
Ooh.
For the Justice League Dark movie.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Casting. So apparently they're looking at Ewan McGregor or Colin Farrell for... I've written Colin Firth here, but I think it's Colin Farrell.
As Constantine?
Constantine, yeah.
I would like to see Ewan McGregor as Constantine.
He'd be great, wouldn't
he?
That's a name that's never popped in my head.
Absolutely, yeah. But imagine him with...
He'd nail it.
Yeah. He's got some big hair going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give him some big hair. Give him some time to grow out some big hair, DC.
Like Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Other names include Danny Houston, David Thewlis.
Danny Houston. No, wait a second.
Ron Perlman is...
I was about to go because I'm so gullible. I was like, that's what a weird... He's up for heaps of stuff, that guy. Good on him. Good on Thewlis.
You don't think Colin Farrell could do it, though?
Oh,
You're going to say I don't want him to do it. Is that what you're going to say? No, I made a bold claim of a few episodes or a while ago that Colin Farrell is a good actor, but he only makes bad movies.
Correct.
That's not actually true, though.
Yeah.
In Bruges.
In Bruges, yep.
And there's
Phone Booth.
Phone Booth. The Seven Psychopaths.
Yep.
He's great. He's actually awesome. Anyway, SWAT.
Oh, yeah, he was in SWAT. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Remember that they sing the theme song to the TV show SWAT in the movie SWAT?
Are they watching the TV show SWAT?
They're not, as
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman is Swamp Thing.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know, right?
That should say Ron Perlman finally reveals himself to actually be Swamp Thing. More than anything, really.
Monica Bellucci for Madame Xanadu.
Okay, sure.
And which is, I think that's great. And Ben Mendelsohn for the villain Anton A. Kane.
Ah, Ben Mendelsohn. Australia's own Ben Mendelsohn.
Is it Arcane or A. Kane?
How do you spell it?
I don't know.
Then how am I supposed to know? I've lost track already.
I don't know a lot
about
this.
I'm just thinking about Ben Mendelsohn's in that movie with Ryan Reynolds that he's out now or soon, coming out soon.
It's the one where Ryan Reynolds gets in the body of... No, what's his name? Gandhi gets in the body of Ryan Reynolds.
You're thinking of 17 again.
I am thinking of that.
No, it's the one there. Wait, like,
Ryan Reynolds has done a few body swap movies because he did the one where he pissed in the fountain and he swapped bodies.
Yeah.
And then he's in the one where bloody... What's his name? He played Gandhi. Ben... It's a British
Kingsley.
Guy. Ben Kingsley gets in his bloody body.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. And then, I'm sure, has he done a sperm swap movie? I bet he has.
No, there's no doubt he's done David.
He's done a sperm swap.
I'm sure he has, yeah. What were we going to say?
It's probably just called Sperm Swappers. But Swappers with a Z at the end.
And it's from 2004?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Good. I think that's all the news that I've got. But bear in mind that I slapped this together about 5 minutes before you came around, so I probably missed something. Do you want me to quickly look it up, if there's any more news?
Yeah, more news.
Okay, I got Matthew McConaughey here, might be the lead in The Dark Tower, if they ever make that.
As the gunslinger? Okay, that's great. Yeah. Good,
but I think I also heard that he also might be the villain.
Ooh.
Like, those are the
options. Because McConaughey could go either way, couldn't he?
Definitely.
Depending on how buff and or dehydrated he is. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
He's one sort of sesh away from being a villain.
Yeah.
A Star Wars is set to make, has already made $50 million in pre-sale tickets, could hit $100 million by release. I'm looking at comicbookmovie.com, by the way.
That's a fabulous website for the thing that we do.
It
right
is,
now.
Isn't it? It certainly is.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of more information here that if you go to that website, you'll probably be able to read it if you can read. All right, that'll do it. Do you want to talk about a movie?
Let's talk about a movie.
What movie did you see?
Well, the grand tradition with the Weekly Planet is every year without fail, on this day, what we do is we talk about The Hunger Games and we talk about Doctor Who.
We've
talk about the series of Doctor Who 2 years in a row. But it's also a grand tradition on this show to say we're going to do something and then not do it. So this week... We watched The Hunger Games, and I watched most of Jessica Jones instead of Doctor Who.
That's exactly what I did.
Because I'm like, the season's not finished yet.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I'll get to it.
So we'll get back to Doctor Who next
Plus,
year.
Bloody Jessica Jones, bloody shiny and new, mate.
It certainly
we'll talk
is.
About it later.
Yeah, we will. We'll breeze through Hunger Games, I guess.
Breeze through it.
Because... Look,
yeah.
I think this is actually said to be the lowest grossing Hunger Games. It'll still make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I think it's a bit mixed, the reaction.
Because
it's half a movie.
Yeah, it is kind of half a movie.
I didn't hate it.
Surely nobody could have been tricked again.
No, I don't think so.
And the first one was called Mockingjay Part 1.
It was called The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1.
True.
Just in case
So we confused. We knew they were going to Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
And we knew this was going to be the finale, right?
Yes.
So you think people are like, well, they're probably going to do a three. So.
No, I think the book isn't that good.
Oh, I see.
So,
right.
So
it's the true fans that have been turned away.
Yeah, maybe. Or even just general audience members. I think people are like, well, I saw the last one and they were just sat in a bunker for 4 hours.
They sure were.
I'm fairly certain someone reminded me this week that there's a real-time elevator scene in that first part one. Like Katniss is like, I need to go to a different level of this bunker. So she goes into a bunker, goes down.
Do, 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 do.
District 12. Or is this 13? There's so many districts. I can't keep track.
Anyway, it's bloody Mockingjay part two. All your favorites are back. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Sad farm boy. The other Chris Hemsworth. Woody Harrelson's toupee. Philip Seymour Hoffman wearing the suit that he woke up in. Who else?
And also weird CGI slotted in Philip Seymour Hoffman's.
Felix Leiter is in this.
Yes.
Mean old Donald Sutherland.
He is mean.
Boo.
Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
Others.
Others. Elizabeth Banks. Tucci's in it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, she is.
No, Tucci.
Oh, Tucci. Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah. She's They're both in it for like either. 2 minutes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the Tooch.
Nobody really gets a lot of screen time in this.
No. I think if you watch these back to back, they'd get more screen time.
Sure, yeah.
But look, before we get into more of that stuff, what do you think the story was?
Ugh.
You can't sneak past me, mate.
Ugh, I tried so hard. My segment I have to do. And I know I have to do it every time, but I don't want to because I don't take any of the plot elements in my brain.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Okay, we can puzzle this out. Okay, so in the last one, it turned out that District 13 had not been destroyed. It was real.
Yeah, it went underground.
Went underground.
Yeah.
But District, like, in the same place.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they flattened it.
Right, okay.
And so there's a resistance.
Yeah.
And to snow. Not the weather.
Or the rapper.
I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
I had sneezed.
Yeah.
That's now over.
Good. I should not say the name of the rapper again because you'll sneeze.
It's my trigger. Yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
So it's their last push, all the districts, to band together.
So it's all. Is it all the survivors? What happened to all the other districts?
Well, they go up against two, I want to say.
Yeah.
Because they all come out on the train. They're like, you blew up our facility, you dickheads. Remember that scene?
It's great. Pretty great scene. Mm. Anyway, it's their last ditch attempt to storm the capital and finish off these Hunger Games once and for all.
Yes, even though they're already finished.
The Hunger Games are definitely finished.
Yes. And
Handsome Dan Puckershell. He's in the movie as well. I forgot about him.
Did you remember him because he has the line, welcome to the new Hunger Games, because this is the Hunger Games and we have to say that there's Hunger Games in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's not really like the Hunger Games. It's just a series of weird tar traps and machine guns.
Yes.
Well done on remembering the story.
Yeah.
All right. Did you think it was better than the last one? Presuming you remember the last one.
I can't remember the last one, but yes. No, you know what? I want more Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's obviously never going to happen again. No. He's great.
He's in a few key scenes at the start.
Yep.
And then there's a scene towards the end where Woody Harrelson is like, here's a letter from Philip Seymour Hoffman I'm going to read to you.
Yep. And then there's just a still of him. Like a bad still of him just looking wistful.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. So he just got it. Yeah, he does a lot of smiling and sitting back for the rest of the movie. Bloody shame, man. That bloke, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's great. Mm-hmm. Do you think that everybody, I said this in my review, everybody is better than the source material at this point?
The actors, in terms of like Jennifer Lawrence has won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And other Chris Hemsworth has done stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or they just, I don't feel like it's, again, I said this in my review, with Divergent, which I haven't seen, but by all accounts, everybody looks like they want to kill themselves.
Okay, sure.
Because they've all signed up for like 15 books or whatever, however many books
Assuming that the young adult novel to movie craze is going to write it, is going to be there forever.
Like the comic book
craze. But it's on the way out.
Yeah.
You can feel
it. Well, I wouldn't say it's on the way out. I think
we're on the way out.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lack of decent books being developed or... people like the Maze Runner, actually. I didn't mind the first Maze Runner. I haven't seen the second one, where they go into the Scorch.
Now, we'll get to that. That's fine.
We'll never get to
it. What was the point of the maze in the Maze Runner?
To test kids to see how smart they were against spiders.
And then what happened?
Then they ran into the desert.
Then what happened?
I don't know.
Scorch trials?
And then there were Scorch trials.
Okay, sure.
Because I've seen the trailer and they're like, we're still in the maze.
Oh, it was a maze within a maze.
I wish it was. I think they were just in the desert.
Metaphorical maze.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah. And the guy from Game of Thrones is there.
He's like,
you could trust me. That's not his voice.
It's dead on.
Yeah.
It's me, the guy from Game of Thrones.
I'm also in The Wire. I'm the mayor of the city. Yes, he's great in that.
He's good, isn't he? Actually, I've never seen it. I shouldn't say that. Never seen The Wire.
Oh my God, you haven't seen The Wire. I'm that guy.
No, there's too much stuff to watch.
Yeah.
I got to get through all this Doctor Who, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm not saying anybody looked bored. Like, everybody did a good job.
Sure.
Jennifer Lawrence has some powerful moments. You know, there's a bit where the guy comes out of the train.
Yep.
Like, she has a kind of good one-to-one moment.
Yeah.
Some tragedy befalls her and people around her and she reacts appropriately.
Yep.
She can do this shit in her sleep. Like, sure. She's amazing.
Yep.
And obviously that shows in this. But I think it's good for her in particular, because she's probably the biggest name out of this, that this is done now. She doesn't have to do this anymore.
Right.
Because
there's no more books coming. There's no spin-offs or anything like that.
No, I would bet any money that I have on me. No, my wallet's in the other room.
So
I bet
no money.
Zero money.
Great.
That they'll do a prequel.
Oh,
and they'll be
yeah.
like, it'll be like Hunger Games Origins, and maybe there'll be a young Snow, or maybe they started
but going back that far. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Because then they're like, no original cast members. Or even like when Haymitch was chosen for the Hunger Games. That's
okay,
Woody Harrelson's
sure.
wig when he was chosen.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe you get a, I don't know, who do you get for that?
You get
Josh Hutchinson.
No, you get Woody Harrelson, but with an even more luxurious wig. That's who you get.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I reckon they'll do another one at some point.
Because,
You know, they're guaranteed money, even if this one didn't make as much as the other ones.
Yeah, true.
Which it may have. I sort of heard that, so I just said it. I don't know whether it's true.
It's probably a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how people get sued, but that's fine. We'll just hear. Look, we'll just, as usual, we'll just hear anything and report it as fact.
That's right. Did you enjoy the action sequences?
Yes, I thought there was quite a lot of tension.
Yeah.
There's
because every 4 feet there's a trap.
Every 4 feet's a trap, and
how
they're
far
like,
are we going to go to spoil this? By the way.
There's not that much to spoil, really.
Should we just say spoilers from now, and then we can just talk freely?
I don't think there's that.
There's a pretty big thing at the end.
Right. Well, I think we can talk. I reckon no matter what we say,
yeah,
it's pretty much spoiler free until the end.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, there's a trap every 4 feet and they're kind of cruel and unusual punishment.
And they've got a map.
Or machine guns.
Yeah, that's right. And they've got a map with some of the traps. Yeah.
Which looks like it has 1,000 traps on it, but apparently that's not all the traps.
No, there's more traps.
There's more traps. Look, there's a scene, especially, I mean, that's, you know, there's some good action there. There's a scene, especially later on in the sewer system.
Yeah.
With the Mutts, were they?
Yes.
Before?
The Mutts were in the first one. There were some CGI dogs, but they're different in the book from memory.
Yes.
I read this like 3 years ago when I could read. Just forget. If you don't use it, you lose it,
mate. You lose it, exactly.
They genetically engineer them to kind of look and sound like people you know.
Or
I think even other contestants in the Hunger Games, actually.
Sure. Or maybe like celebrities.
Maybe like
Look, it's Tom Cruise.
They just use real Tom Cruise, though.
It's a runner-up from The Bachelor. I'm dead.
I saw a runner-up from The Bachelor, actually.
Australia.
Yeah, because I went and saw Hunger Games. I went to a screening. And I don't know which one, but she looked happy. So.
Well, she was seeing The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2.
That's a really
So
good
why
point.
Wouldn't she be happy? You know what I mean?
So,
in this one, they are very much like they're humanoid in this.
Yeah,
they got no faces.
Yeah,
they're terrifying.
That was a really tense scene.
Yeah.
And the character that does die in that suffers pretty much the same death. The main character that dies.
Yep.
Except that person gets their head torn off.
Oh, in the book.
It's described in graphic detail. So,
and it came right off.
Yes.
And Katniss was like, I'm going to be dealing with this for a long time in my brain. Oh, boy.
But with the traps.
Yes.
I enjoyed, but you only really see one kind of get really set off and they get caught in it.
Yeah.
I like how it was just a series of different traps. Do you know what I mean? Like they thought there was one initial one.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, if whoever made this was smart, there'd just be a series of more traps.
Right,
and then
right.
There was. There was just like two other traps associated with it. Because there was the machine gun.
Yep. Then there was landmines.
Then there was landmines. And then there was a pressure plate which flooded the arena with poison tar.
It seemed
or
like
hot tar.
Or nanotech tar or
because
something like that.
When a guy got thrown into it,
It had a weird net of barbed wire. It was just unnecessary.
Did you understand that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Might have been like smart liquid.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I'm sure I must have brought this up when we've talked about all the other Hunger Games movies.
Sure.
If they have all this technology,
yeah,
why is it all gone into machine guns and flamethrowers and weird lighting fixtures that atomize people and genetically engineered mutt monsters? Why hasn't it gone into food production? What are they doing? What world is this?
Well, it's the world. It's the future.
Yeah, is it even Earth?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, everyone's got a Everyone's got a different name. Like Hamish is Hamish. Capital is Capitol.
Yeah.
Katniss isn't a name, is it?
It is an alien world.
Peter is P-E-E-T-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Hemsworth is, I think it's Hemsworth in the movie.
Oh boy.
I don't know. But yeah.
Attend to the stables, Hemsworth.
So yeah, but it wasn't, we didn't see a lot of like the frontline action. We just kind of followed Katniss's kind of commander squad.
Yes, you know she's like a show squad. She's not on the front lines. She's just part of the PR team.
You know what did annoy me with that? I was like, we're really doing this again? When they're like, you can't go to the front line. You just got to film. Like we just did this. We did this in the last movie for 2.5 hours or whatever that went for. Do we have to do it again?
Yes.
But luckily, she quickly got in some kind of future jet and went to the front line.
Well, that's good because, again, if in a couple of months when this is out on home video, VHS and so forth, and people are watching these back to back, if it did turn out to be 4 hours of just PR stuff,
that would be
a disaster of Hobbit-like proportions.
That's correct. So, yeah. Now, do you want to quickly talk about the ending?
Okay, cool. All right. Best movie ever or worst movie ever?
Look, I didn't love it, but it's pretty good.
I'm going to say worst movie ever.
Why is that?
It's just...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Because you were...
Ooh.
I'm fairly certain you're on board for the other ones. This has the weakest source material.
Oh, I see. Right.
Without a doubt. And I think it might be the shortest book.
Yeah.
So...
You know what? You've changed my mind. Best movie ever.
Because...
And I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of tired of the bloody Hunger Games, if I'm honest with you.
Like, there's another arena and
I'm sick of bloody arenas.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Changed my mind.
Okay, he's back.
Yep.
Great. Mm. Yeah. I said the same thing, didn't I? I don't know. I can't remember. Okay, so the ending... Couple of twists.
Yes.
First one being that Katniss's sister takes a bomb to the entire body.
Primrose.
Uh-huh. That's a real name, right?
Yeah, that's a real name.
Yeah. And so rendering her dead.
Correct.
that's a big plot point in the book, and I thought they kind of happened pretty quickly. Like
it really did.
Yeah.
And if you she was seen... like, what are you doing here? Oh, you're dead.
Exactly. Like And if you hadn't have
what
seen...
What was she doing there?
She was a nurse.
Was she working for the Capitol?
Yeah. She's working for the...
Rebels.
The Rebels, yeah.
Oh.
They're called the Rebels.
How'd she get all the way to the front then?
Some kind of jet or motorcycle?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Some kind of relief jet. You know, so you know when they're walking up to the gates?
Yes.
And it's Hemsworth and...
Yep. And Katniss. Yes.
And they've got to get through and they're wearing hoods.
Yeah.
What was he going to do? Was he just going to shoot was he just going to shoot the first guy and then...
Just hope for the best.
Just run for the gate?
Yeah, what was his plan? Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Also, why does she have a bow and arrow? It's a dumb weapon.
Well, you're correct.
Okay, good. Mm. It's the future though, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a different universe.
Yeah, like a young adult series, I did not expect it to turn politically towards the end.
Absolutely.
Because, was there... See, here's the thing. So in the final scene-ish of the movie, we see a plane go past. It drops a whole bunch of parachuting, like little box things.
They actually use them in the Hunger Games to deliver relief to
contestants. Oh, okay, right. And so people are like, oh, it's gifts or whatever. And then it turns out they're all bombs and they all explode and kill everyone.
I'd be like, this is bombs. That's what I would think immediately. Anyway, go on.
And then we assume that it's... Snow's team, who's just, I'll just kill everybody and that's it. But then it turns out that it's Julianne Moore's.
Yes.
Like, that's her doing.
Yes.
Because she wants, like, it's a propaganda piece to get, you know.
It gets everybody against Snow.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And even the guards in his palace are like, oh, he's going to bomb children. I'm done with this. I surrender kind of thing. Right. But so was there any indication in the previous films that Julianne Moore's character was capable of this and was going to do it?
I don't really remember.
Or does it feel sort of out of the blue?
In the books, it's definitely kind of telegraphed more.
Okay.
But also in the books, it's more heavily implied, or might even be flat out said, that Gale designed those. Sorry, Humsworth designed those.
Right, okay. Because at the end, she's like...
Did you do this or did you know or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, maybe.
Yeah.
He wasn't very clear, was he?
No.
Did you think she was going to choose Peter?
Well, I was... No, because here's the thing.
Because he's so handsome.
Yes, he's better looking. Humsworth is better looking. So it... I was like, oh, there... I thought, well, what's going to be the convenient plot device to get rid of one of them? Because one of them has to die.
And they even say that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a conversation in
That's right, yeah. They're like, well, one of us is going to die. We're probably one. Then she has to choose because she can't live by herself because... What's independence? What's being happy on your own? You know what I mean? There's no, especially in this future, there's only happiness. You've got to get married or whatever.
That's right.
So
yeah,
yeah. And so they're like, oh, so it'll be, well, he's more handsome, so she's gonna choose him. So let's say he's killed all those kids.
That's right.
He Anakin Skywalker'd all those children.
Yes, he did.
So he's out of the, and now he's off into the wilderness or whatever he did.
I've said this before.
Yes.
He'd make a great young Han Solo.
Yeah.
He's got the hair for it as well.
Yeah.
I think they should cast him. But anyway, what do I care?
Anyway, bloody Hunger Games. It's finished.
One more thing.
Yes.
So she
It's shoots, not finished.
She shoots Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah.
In the heart with an arrow.
Yep.
Did you see that coming?
Yes.
You probably would have, because Snow was pretty much like,
yeah,
you should shoot her with the arrow.
Shoot her with the arrow, not me with the arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, was that the right thing to do?
Yes.
I mean, it was the funniest thing to do.
Oh, boy.
And they just let her get away with it. In the book, I think she goes, she's locked away for a bit.
Uh-huh.
And then they just kind of, it's kind of decided behind closed doors and you don't really find out the explanation for it. Or maybe you do.
Yeah, yeah.
That they just kind of drop her at her house and just be like, just live here. Don't worry about it. And that's it pretty much ends the same way. And
okay.
I like, you know what? The logical choice for who to choose is Peter as well. Even if Humsworth didn't. Anakin Skywalker, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Because it explained more so in the book because Humsworth is like, he's a warrior and a soldier.
Yep.
And she doesn't need that. She needs somebody who's calm and measured and can kind of keep her in check.
And probably has some sort of weird mental trigger to kill her later on in life.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's what you're
living in fear.
Yeah.
Great. Anyway, so that's the last time we'll talk about Hunger Games, I guess.
Yeah, right choice to bloody shoot her, I think.
Okay.
She was just going to Hunger Games everybody again.
She was.
And as I've mentioned, I'm bloody sick of Hunger Games.
Yeah. You wouldn't watch a sequel to the Hunger Games, which is just they get the rich kids to Hunger Games.
Ooh.
But they're fancy. So they're in like little pantaloons.
Ooh. No, because see, I don't... Nah, unless it was... You'd have to do some little bits of backstory so I could learn to hate them.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'd be like, why are you killing these kids? And then, oh, he kicked that other kid into the gutter or whatever. Yeah, you should kill him.
Did you like the bit where Peter threw that guy into the nanotar? You just killed that dude.
You just killed that guy, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
I'm against it.
Well, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have probably dropped him at the front. But that was a... You did that on purpose.
And he really did serve no purpose at the front, really.
He did a lot of screaming and slapping his head, Rain Man style.
Yeah, but he didn't really do any PR or anything, did he?
No. But I think she did it just to get Katniss out of the way.
Oh, right,
I'm fairly certain that's what she did. Okay. There we go.
Now, on to better things. But he got that out of the way for the two people who listen to this who want Hunger Games stuff.
Jessica.
Now stop listening forever.
That's
we're
right.
Done.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions.
For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size, and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day and now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away, and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet.
Now, Jessica Jones.
Oh, yes.
We're not going to...
dropped.
That's right. We're not going to spoil it because, for one, you're up to episode 10.
I haven't finished it yet.
So I'm not going to spoil that for you.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have some spoiler space later.
Yes, we will.
To get in depth to it, but...
I might actually put a timestamp in for the spoiler stuff.
Nice.
When you can come back. It's not going to be spoiler for now. I don't normally do that, but I figure because people will watch this at their own pace.
Yeah. So. Look, and we can probably wrap it up next week or something like that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll never talk about it again.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever we decide to say today.
Yeah.
Mason, what do you think the story was?
Oh, no! I know this. I can bloody do this. It's bloody Jessica Jones. She's a bloody hard-drinking former superhero with a twisted, tormented past.
Yes.
Now she's a bloody works as a detective.
Correct.
Mm.
P.I. Pie.
Yes.
She works as a
life
pie.
Life of pie.
Yes. Or a hot dog. She dresses as a hot dog at one point.
She dresses as a sandwich, which I've mentioned this before. One of my favorite minor roles in the movies or TV shows
yes.
is, and a role that I eventually want to have,
mm-hmm.
is one of those is a background character. He's the completely unsympathetic New Yorker
mm-hmm.
who is bumped into by a main character, usually a main character who's fleeing in terror and is injured and he's fleeing a murderer or whatever.
Yep.
And
or he's chasing the killer from Saw.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And he bumps into this unsympathetic New Yorker who immediately yells out, "Hey, asshole!" Like, I like that guy. I enjoy his moxie and the fact that he's unsympathetic and completely ignorant to what's happening. But he's been trumped by a guy in an episode of Jessica Jones who yells out the phrase, "Hey, get off the road, you dumb sandwich."
So now you want to be that guy.
Yeah, now I want to be that guy in whatever movie. It doesn't matter.
Even if the person's not dressed as a sandwich.
I think that should be ADR'd into every Marvel movie that comes out from this point forward. Like Captain America and Iron Man are fighting in the sky or whatever, and they come down into the streets and just a building's knocked over and somebody goes, "Hey, get out of the road, you dumb sandwich."
I would enjoy that thoroughly.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. I didn't even hear that. But that's probably
so good.
That's the best insult.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Josh Moore's written in, right?
Okay.
Just before we get started. He's got hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, which
Very
is a good,
good
way to contact the show.
Absolutely.
On Twitter. Because we'll look for that, won't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Also, we look for the signal in the sky.
We do. Two things. Are Daredevil and Jessica Jones happening at the same time? It seems odd that she wouldn't know about him otherwise.
I think they are. And I don't say plot-wise. Do you say no?
I say definitely not.
Oh.
There's an episode later which kind of confirms that,
that
this takes place. Yeah, that this takes place after.
Oh, okay,
that's
right.
Not a spoiler.
Sure. Significantly after?
I would say real time after. I think all the Marvel stuff,
yep.
except for, you know, your flashbacks or whatever and your Captain America's the first one, are set in real time after each other.
Chronologically, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say only because I have not seen that episode, because the posters are rotated around.
What do you mean?
Like the teaser poster,
yeah.
you've got Daredevil in the street or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you physically rotated the buildings around,
mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones is like in the street adjacent. Like she's standing in the street adjacent.
Okay.
So I assume, presumably whoever's next, probably Willy Lumpkin mailman. Extreme mailman. He'll be in the street around the corner.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Well, if Daredevil season 2 is coming, if they keep rotating, is it Daredevil standing in another street again? Is that
maybe
how that
yeah,
works?
Sure. Yeah. There's two Daredevils. Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm. What do you think of the characterization of Jessica Jones as played by
Kristen Ritter?
Thank you. I forgot. Yeah.
Kristen Ritter of Breaking Bad.
You don't think it should have been Kristen Stewart?
No.
That's
correct answer.
Yes.
I passed the test. Great.
You did.
Yeah, she's great.
She's good in Still Alice.
What's that about?
Julianne Moore's like, "I'm losing my memory, I've got Alzheimer's."
Uh-huh.
It's really good.
Yeah, but you're Still Alice. Credits. Julianne Moore. You never know what she's going
to
do.
No,
she's
take an arrow to the chest.
Have dementia.
Yep.
Good on her.
Maybe she's Jodie Foster's character.
Ooh.
From a Silence of the Lambs sequel.
Ooh.
Anyway, sorry, Kristen Ritter. What do you think of her as Jessica
Jones?
I think she's great. And the characterization.
I would not have, looks-wise.
Yeah.
That's not who I think of.
Same.
I think of Jessica Jones from the comic books. But then a lot of the
pictures that you've seen of her
pictures
from the comics.
Yeah, correct. Yes. But there's a lot of character, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I think she bloody nails it.
Yeah, yeah.
Never for a second was I like, this doesn't work.
Correct, yeah.
It was the same. But I didn't, that was the same with when Daredevil was cast. I was like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was picturing, they were talking, I didn't think they were going to cast him, but they were talking like the dude from Dexter. Like, he's too old, it wouldn't have worked. But I was thinking someone more like that.
Yeah.
But, no,
Charlie Cox
was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was super cool and super blind.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Foggy Nelson, but he can't talk. He was in Hunger Games.
He was too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
that was what he was credited as.
Yeah.
Yeah. The character pretty much remains intact from the comics, doesn't
it? Yeah. I mean, we've got plots. We've got a lot of plot
deviations.
A lot of plot deviations. Mm. We're not. It's not the comic books. It's not the comic book alias chronologically.
No.
It's we've got the villain. We've got the setting. And it's going in different directions.
That's right. Exactly. Mm. So, and they took things out, like the only thing they really kind of took away from her was she doesn't smoke. Which I guess they
and she
don't
doesn't
really...
fly. I mean, she didn't really fly.
I don't know. I think that she sort of can.
Yeah.
It's kind of, there's moments where she can definitely jump.
I'm going to say, especially if they move her to like, if she makes a cameo in the movies or anything like that, I think they're going to say, look, It's just a, she can fly. It's just a psychological thing. She doesn't believe she can, so she can't.
Is that what it is in the comics? Because she just can't fly well, isn't that?
Yeah. I think it's a combination of she doesn't believe in it and she hasn't practiced.
Yes.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's Man of Steel, first act of Man of Steel.
That's right.
He just doesn't because he doesn't know he can.
Yeah, but he can.
Yeah, he totally can. He does it. Flies up a storm, mate.
Yeah. Well, what about everybody? Was there anybody else that stood out for you in the show?
Ooh.
What do you think of Luke Cage?
Yeah, he's great.
Isn't he? Mm.
This isn't a spoiler.
Sure.
We're going to say some things that just happen in they're not spoilers, they're minor little bits.
Sure.
He is, of course, he's a man with steel heart, unbreakable skin.
Yes.
He reveals this by lifting his shirt and putting like a electric buzzsaw on it.
Yeah.
My question, where did he get that? Is it his?
The guy that was fixing the door.
Ah, okay. Problem solved.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, because somebody's losing out on a buzzsaw.
Yeah, absolutely
with that, right.
Right?
Either he brought that from home.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now I can't buzzsaw anything. But now the bloody... Now, under the door was so expensive.
Yeah, well, that's right.
People are always breaking their buzzsaws on their impenetrable skin.
That's it. Mm. Yeah, he was... people were talking about getting The Rock and someone like that, but...
No, that'd throw you out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was just... He's big enough.
Yep.
He looks.
He's imposing, but he's not threatening.
No, that's right. Yeah.
He's got a quiet strength about him.
That's right. Exactly.
He's also a real big guy.
He's also a real big guy. And we'll get to the fight scenes, but there's one fight scene in particular that he's in early on, which is, I thought was really good and
I've seen it.
Yeah. You know what's up. But I'm saying we will talk about it. Who else is in this? Who else? Name some
David Tennant as Kilgrave.
What do you think?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
He's a terrifying character.
Yes.
Like he's one of the most terrifying villains we've had in the Marvel Universe,
absolutely.
I think. He's written as a horrible human being.
Yes.
David Tennant is very genial though, isn't he?
He's
a very pleasant man.
But I think that's intentional, right?
Is it though?
Because David Tennant can play horrible.
Give me an example.
He's the villain in Harry Potter 4 briefly.
I'm not saying he can't. I don't know. I'm just...
There's one episode in particular where he's very... Where they kind of hang out together.
Yeah.
And he's very jovial and very appealing.
Yes.
As a person.
Yeah.
But I thought that was intentional and interesting.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But it's writing that line where you go, oh, he's quite a nice guy. Oh, he got all those people to kill themselves.
That's right.
And he's a rapist.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Are you meant to be like, am I on board with this guy?
I think he's definitely scarier before you properly see him.
Yes.
And then when he starts talking and he's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And he's making people kill themselves in somewhat amusing ways sometimes.
Yeah, I guess
or like
so,
a guy throw a cup of hot coffee at his own face and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, these are horrible things.
Yeah.
But the way he does it, he's so flippant. It's like black comedy.
Yeah, and he's so used to this world that it doesn't faze him in the slightest that he's just getting people to do horrible things.
That's
it's just
exactly
his way
it.
Of life at this point.
And I liked the way that the reason why he's just, he kind of hates everybody and he is the way he is because he's always got his own way.
Yep.
So what, and you would, I guess, if you're a certain type of person, just be so bored by everything and you can get anything you want or anybody that you want, you would go mad. Like the way.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. Like what's life hold if you, and that's why that's why his obsession is with Jessica Jones,
right,
I guess, because she's gone and now he has to have her back.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And he bloody gives it a go, doesn't he?
It's a bloody red
for love.
Go. But and I guess, As the story progresses, you don't sympathize with him,
no,
but you understand why he doesn't think he's a bad guy necessarily.
No.
He thinks that the world has done him terribly wrong and this is a way of sort of getting his own back.
Yes.
In a way.
Forever,
yeah.
Just every day forever.
Yeah. Like
yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't feel like any of the things he does are wrong.
Mm.
He feels that even though, you know, the way that he got his powers was a horrible act brought upon him, but it was essentially done to save his life.
Yeah. Mm. But I'd still say that was a horrible act to perform because he was clearly not into it. Do you know what
oh,
I mean?
Sure.
Like maybe it would have been a mercy to let him die.
Right, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's...
All right, who else we got? Australia's own and only.
Yes.
Probably more than one. Australia's own Rachel Taylor.
Great.
As Trish Walker, as Patsy Walker.
Yeah.
I did not know she was going to be in this, the character.
No, me neither.
That's fun.
It is.
I don't know how far they're going to go with it.
They kind of made her this kind of Miley Cyrus-esque teen star.
Yeah, yeah.
Who then escaped
her
mother, more like a Billy Ray Cyrus character.
Sure, yeah.
And then forges her own
path. So for anybody who is unaware of Patsy Walker... Mm. Patsy Walker, which is Trish Walker in this,
but
as a child, she was Patsy Walker.
Yeah.
In Marvel's original incarnation in the 40s, Timely Comics, she was, like you said, she was like a teen comedy romance character. Like, because comic books have sort of gone in waves.
Yeah.
You had your superhero comics, they dropped off for a while. You had some war comics, you had romance. That dropped right off again.
Yeah.
And then superhero comics came back strong. Mm. But so Patsy Walker was like an Archie, you know, Archie Betty Veronica kind of character. She got in teen style mischief. She had romances. She was extremely popular. There was a whole bunch of series.
Really?
Yeah, there was like, she had a best friend called Hetty. So it was Patsy and Hetty.
Okay.
And Patsy and friends. And hey, it's Patsy. And
what's Patsy up to?
Patsy and around. I don't know if any of those.
What a Patsy.
Exactly. And then so that dropped off, but she did make an appearance, I think, in the Fantastic Four, and just like a you know, you
just
see,
a one-off
she had like a couple of lines or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think, and this was in the 60s, and then in the 70s, one of the writers is like, I wrote on that series because she went up right through the 60s, I think.
She did, as a teen
romance character. Yeah. And then one of the writers at the time is like, I reckon we can bring her into the Marvel Universe proper.
Yeah.
And then she became
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah, like a vigilante superhero.
Yes.
So
Hellcat,
yeah. Mm. I think that's fascinating.
Isn't it?
I think that's real good.
That's an odd arc to take for a character.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I guess I was going to say...
It's like if Archie was inspired by that time he met the Punisher and became the Punisher.
That's exactly it. Mm. I was going to say Gwen Stacy's kind of done that, but Gwen Stacy was always in superhero comics.
Yes.
Because Gwen Stacy's now Spider-Gwen.
Yep.
So... it's not really the same, is it?
No.
Like at all. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
No, it's okay. You gave it a shot. This is, look, if this were a written podcast, you'd be out the door, mate.
We're just
winging it, so it's fine.
That's right. What about her neighbor, the drug addict dude?
Oh, sure. Malcolm.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Malcolm? He's a student in the comics.
Yes.
Who likes Jessica Jones, and he comes to work with her or whatever. He's pretty good, isn't he?
He's good.
He's got good hair.
Yeah, great hair.
Neighbors upstairs?
Yeah.
Awful.
Awful people, sure, yeah.
I mean, for every... That woman, she plays that so well.
Yeah.
She's the worst. Like, every word out of her mouth is just...
just nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, it really is, yeah. Mm. Like, she is intolerable.
Yeah.
And to her credit, obviously that's acting, I assume.
Mm.
So, well done to her.
Yes.
Now, people said... one of the things that this show doesn't do as well as Daredevil is action scenes.
Yes.
Fight scenes in particular.
There's another thing that doesn't do that well, but we'll save.
The spoilums?
No, it's not spoilums. I was just going to say that this is...
I just roll with that.
Yeah. Okay, with spoilums. That's fine. I read... somebody sent me this article. It's on theweek.com.
Yeah.
And it says basically... hang on, it's an opinion piece. Jessica Jones isn't just Marvel's best TV show. It's better than every Marvel movie too. Disagree.
Okay.
Look, but it's look, the first thing you should know about Marvel's new superhero Jessica Jones is that it doesn't require the viewer to know or care about superheroes. It doesn't shy away from Marvel lore. It does. I disagree. you'll catch stray references to characters like the Hulk.
Yes.
You get one reference.
There's a couple.
There's a couple.
But it's
there's
very
heaps
vague.
Of Easter eggs, right?
So many
that we all missed. Look, if you're disinterested in piecing together the increasingly dense continuity that links Age of Ultron, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think there was any Age of Ultron links, actually.
No, I'm saying that he's sick, if you're sick of all this
stuff.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Right, right.
You have something in common with Jessica Jones, superhero protagonist. Basically, he's saying that this is a great Marvel series because it has nothing to do with Marvel.
Okay.
And I think he's wrong. Like, I think it's a good series.
What's his Twitter handle? Let's attack it. Don't.
We should attack it. I think he's just a guy who doesn't like superhero stuff.
Oh, okay.
And that's why he's saying it's better.
Yep.
I think he's wrong. Okay. Like, it's a good series.
Yes.
But the actual links to the Marvel Universe, more so than Daredevil, I think, are quite tenuous.
Definitely.
This could be set anywhere.
Yeah.
This could be a standalone series.
Yes.
Like, with you could just be like, oh, here's two exceptional people. One has super strength and one has mind control.
Yeah.
And they've met in this self-contained universe.
Sure.
It's not super Marvel-y, is it?
No, it's definitely not.
And again, you've got Luke Cage talking about some big green guy and what have you.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, fight sequences.
Fight sequences.
What do you think about that, though?
Well, it's so fresh. Like, I literally shotgunned 13 hours of this.
Yep.
I did 7 and then I did 6.
Did you make a video?
I'm nearly finished.
So your brain's hurting right now.
So much.
Yeah.
And that's not the way you should watch this.
Really? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Any of these shows.
Well, we said that with Daredevil at the time. We sort of rushed it. I didn't feel as rushed this time. Again, I haven't finished it.
Yes.
But I didn't finish it when we talked. I didn't finish it when we talked about Daredevil either.
Okay.
But I felt more rushed then for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember with Daredevil, though, because I didn't have the Saturday to watch it because I had a wedding.
Uh-huh.
I was super pissed off.
Oh, that's right.
But this time I didn't have that, so yeah. I was able to kind of sit and kind of watch it and go back and forth. But one of the problems I found with this, and also with Daredevil in hindsight, you don't need 13 episodes to tell this story. You could do it in 10.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. I feel that there's a
little...
Do
you think there's specific episodes that are filler?
No, I think it's just certain stuff that you could cut out.
Give me an example.
There's a lot of like, oh, he's escaped and now he's back and now he's...
There was a lot of
that.
And
now he's meeting in a park and now you got to follow this person.
That's true. There were a number of occasions where the show could have ended.
Yeah.
If certain very minor things hadn't.
Yes.
Can I? You know, one thing that is strikes me as odd about this universe, and now that I think about it, kind of strikes me as odd in a lot of movie, like Hollywood and TV movie things. People are really okay with other people calling them on the phone all the time. It's weird. It's like, oh, somebody's calling. Hey, what's going on? Oh, I got to make a call. Hey, what's going on? We're all making calls. Texting was invented because calling somebody on the phone is really annoying and painful, and nobody likes to do it.
I don't think we ever talk on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Or ever have. Sometimes we call each other's home phones, though, don't we?
Sure, yeah, and there's nobody manning them. So, yeah. But I would like to see a scene in a movie sometime soonish, if somebody is listening who can make this happen,
yep,
where there's somebody in there running in terror from the whatever, you know, from the murder or whatever. They bump through the asshole guy.
Costume.
Yeah. And then they're like, I gotta call my buddy. I gotta make this call. And then they dial and they put the phone to their ear and it just cuts to somebody like in their apartment holding their phone at arm's length. Like, oh,
do I?
And then it's real. Like it's one shot real time and they just let it, they put it on their desk and they let it ring out to voicemail. And then they check their Facebook and they check Twitter and Instagram. Then they pick the phone back up again and they text back, oh, hey, I'm real busy, can't talk. Can you text me what it is, if it's urgent? And then it cuts back. Then they send the text and it cuts back to like it pops up on the person and they're dead on the ground. They're just holding the phone.
So that's like a 5-minute sequence.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What was I going to say?
Was it fight sequences?
I do that to people that I like. Like phone rings and I'm like, nah, can't.
Yeah,
can't
exactly.
Nobody calls anybody, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
That's a fair point.
Maybe PIs call people more.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'd say it's probably more emails than
that's
anything.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Got to nail it down in writing.
But if you do text messages, you've got to show the phone and you got to.
Yeah.
And then I find this really difficult with the terrible editing that I do. When you show text, how long do you show it for? Because how long does it take someone to read?
An average person to read it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I think I'm quite a fast reader. I probably skim more than I read.
Right.
I would even say. So I feel like I always get that wrong. Like I always do it too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
The point is.
Sure.
Put your phone away. Just
sorry.
Bloody text. Not you.
Okay. But I got all my show notes. This one says phones. I don't have any show notes.
So the fight scenes, they're not like Daredevil because Daredevil is a martial artist slash boxer.
Yes.
And that's any fights ninjas and
yeah.
And like Kingpin, who's like a monster.
Yeah.
So this isn't that.
This is more scuffles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's scuffles and being thrown through like plaster walls and things like that.
Yeah.
But people are saying that that's a weakness. I don't think that's a weakness. I just think that that's what this is.
What this show is.
Yeah.
It's not. You're right. It's not.
It's not parkour. It's not blind parkour across a rooftop.
Yeah. And it's not a lot of these scenes don't need to be long, extended action sequences because it's Jessica Jones who has superhuman strength versus a couple of regular guys.
Yep.
She can just... And this article, which I disagree with that we were talking about earlier, it is more of a detective show.
Yeah.
Like, it's a detective show first and foremost, then it's sort of superheroes after that.
Yes.
So she just needs to punch a couple of people out and then get back to the detective.
Yeah, that's right.
That being said, I do think that her powers do seem to fluctuate depending on the needs of the story.
Definitely, yeah.
There is a scene where, not a spoiler, probably is, who's to say, where she has to, her and a compatriot have to fight off some of Kilgrave's bodyguards. Mm-hmm. And in previous scenes, she's just wiped the floor with a whole bunch of people. And in this, then they need to be distracted for quite some time.
Yes.
And so the fight goes on for a really long time.
Is this the one with the stun?
Yeah, the stun batons? Guns. Yeah. Mm. And so based on this this character who can just knock out anybody in one punch.
Yeah.
She keeps belting these regular human beings.
Yeah.
And they keep getting up again.
Yeah.
And then they run out of time.
Sure.
And it feels very much like that was just the plot contrivance.
Yeah.
If they'd set her up, if they got this character in this real fight, she would just... She'd hit him once. If they got back up again, she'd hit him twice as hard.
Yes.
And that would be it. But it just kept going just long enough for these things to take place.
And there is a fight later where she's injured. So she's not at full capacity. So that kind of works. But that one, you're right. It's a bit... I guess they did have stun weapons.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But again...
Because she's not... durable.
No, not that. Yeah.
She's
vaguely.
Yeah.
Like she's. Yeah. But yeah, I feel that maybe for me as a some sort of superhero fight nitpicker.
Yeah.
They should have maybe brought the stun guns out faster.
Okay. And just hit her with it straight away.
Straight away. Yeah. Because she has plenty of time to hit them all once.
Yeah.
Get them all out of the way. And then take care of business, but she just sort of give him a little tap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good point, Mason.
I make very good points.
You've made a good point.
Oh, thank you.
I do love the bar fight.
Yes.
Especially the Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Where he's just getting hit by bottles and he's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, here's my issue with this. It is a good fight sequence. And again, it does show there. It might be in one of the trailers. So it's Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. And some
miscreants.
Yeah, some Wall Street bro miscreants have decided to come to Luke Cage's bar to cause some trouble for reasons that we won't get into pre-spoilers.
Mm.
And Jessica Jones comes in to help him. And they, of course, just try and cause some trouble. But Luke Cage is indestructible and Jessica Jones is superhumanly strong.
Yeah.
And so they get taken to pieces.
Yes.
But at one point, one of the guys gets a broken bottle and just tries to jam it into Luke Cage's neck.
Yeah.
If he were human, he'd be dead. And they just let him go. It's just like, now get out of my bar. Those guys are going out in the street with broken bottles.
They're angry.
They're angry. Yeah. Call the cops on them.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that didn't even... I mean, yeah, that implies that they would know that he was that durable.
Otherwise, right, yeah.
Otherwise, they're murderers.
Exactly. They're bloody murderers, all of them.
That's a really good point.
Mm.
I really enjoyed this series, though.
Me too. I found it very compelling.
I would say I enjoyed it as much as Daredevil.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. People are saying it's better than Daredevil, and maybe it is.
Uh-huh.
It's too early for me to say. Like I said, though, I feel like Daredevil kind of stumbled in the middle as well. It's kind of like, where's all the evidence on Kingpin? Right. What are we going to do? Uh-huh. Like, this was had a bit of that.
Yeah.
So.
He's gotten out of the thing again. Yeah.
So, but no, generally... One of the strongest Marvel things that we've had.
So you finished it. You've done all 13.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Does it have a strong ending without spoiling it?
It's not like knock down the city.
Right.
It's okay, satisfying. Good. Yeah.
Satisfying ending. Okay. That's all I need.
I mean, that's perspective.
Yeah.
You know what
sure
I mean?
Is.
Who knows, man?
Yeah.
Maybe you won't find it too satisfying.
Oh, no. Now that's going to be in my bloody head.
So a little bit. Is there any spoiler stuff you want to talk about?
Because
I don't know if there is for me.
Look, we can talk about... we can talk about Easter eggs and stuff, I guess.
There's not really anything that... If I said certain Easter eggs that are in it, it's not going to ruin...
Yeah, true.
The plot.
I was going to say...
Inconsequential.
Sure. Well, let's see how many. Let's say spoilers from here on in.
Sure.
We'll see how many we can get out.
All right, I got a list.
Okay, so we got Simpson, who's Patsy Walker's boyfriend.
Nuke.
He's going to be Nuke.
Yeah.
One assumes. I mean, it's obvious. He's got the pills and the
USA ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. Because I didn't really look into this before it came out. I watched the trailers, but I didn't kind of break them down. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, sweet.
I'm Nuke. Aware of Nuke. Like, I know Nuke as a character, but I didn't know his secret identity or anything. Like, okay. Oh, no, I'm aware of, like, until he's injured by the explosion.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I need my doctor.
Yeah.
And then just like, here, takes. And he's like, I'm fine. I'm taking these pills. Okay, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Nuke.
Yeah, that's okay, exactly. Right. That's same with me. That's exactly right. Did you notice he, I think this is intentional, he looked a lot like Steve Rogers.
I think that is because in the, well, Nuke is one of those characters where he's a B-level character.
Or yeah.
He's a D-level character, D-level villain, so they can just change his origin whenever they want. Like if it's more convenient for him to be a fascist or a whatever, or an anarchist or whatever, they just make him that at the time.
Mm.
But he's the product of Weapon Plus, I think. So he's an attempt to replicate the super soldier formula.
As is most villains
in the Marvel Universe, exactly.
And
like
the Hulk.
They wanted to, you know, a variety of scientists wanted to reproduce Captain America by any means necessary.
Mm.
And in this case, they've gone, okay, we'll give him, you know, cybernetic. I haven't seen the last couple of episodes.
Do they go the cybernetic kind of route? Yeah. It's not really that universe. Do you know
what
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It's more your meat and potatoes physical. Yeah. Because in the comic books, he's got, depending on at what point you're talking about, he's got like bulletproof plating under his skin. Well, his skin is like prosthetic skin.
Bulletproof. Exactly. Yeah.
And he's got like a second heart.
Yep.
And when he takes these pills, it kind of ramps up his adrenaline and he gets super strong.
Yes. Yes.
But then I think later it turned out that they're just placebo pills.
Oh, really?
So he always has the capability to be incredibly enraged and super strong, but the government's just like, take this pill and this one will calm you down and this one will ramp you up. But he can always be just like, I'm crazy.
I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
So look how much he looks like Steve Rogers here. I made the Easter egg video, but that's Nuke.
Check this out. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's very, it's bloody, it's very Winter Soldier. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. He looks like his hair is, like he's got the kind of same blondish kind of hair. Just the build, like he's not as big as Steve Rogers, but I don't know, man. It's good.
That is good,
It's pretty good, I guess.
But he'll be good to be knocked out in one punch in like a Marvel movie at some point. He'll make a brief appearance and then just be thumped.
That's the thing. I don't know whether a lot of these guys are going to
transition. Mm.
Well, look, I've got a question here about the Defenders.
Okay.
It's from at Sledge Dano.
Yeah.
Once Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage and Iron Fist team up for the Defenders, where does that leave the Punisher?
Jail. Right?
For all his murders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I think
he might be, if they're putting him in the Defenders, the series, not the team.
Yeah.
I would say probably he is running background.
Okay, sure.
Like they don't know he's there,
yep.
But he's murdering people on the sidelines to get them out of the way or whatever. And he's like, I don't like them, they don't like me, but I need them for whatever purpose.
XYZ,
to kill the bloody kingpin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So they can do their thing, do a distraction. I'll be in the background sniping people and putting landmines in people's coffins at funerals or whatever he's doing. You know what he's like. You know what he's bloody like.
I love him.
Yeah,
he's the best. Mm. What I like about him is he never learns anything. Like, he doesn't take a lesson from anything. He's like, maybe I could turn it back. He's just like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
Exactly.
He's so, like, because Daredevil's kind of like, am I a good guy? I don't know. What is justice? And the Punisher's just, like you said.
It's all these guns. That's what justice is. Yeah.
I enjoy that. It's about him.
It's leaping down, like, from a chandelier in the middle of a mob, like dinner, and just cutting a woman's head off with a Bowie knife because she's a bad person. I'll just cut her head off.
So that's pretty
pretty
great. Good. Mm. I'm checking if there's any other things that Easter eggs that you might find interesting
yes.
you might have missed, Mason.
Yeah.
I've done a video on it. It'll be up by now.
Yep. Okay. You got Hey You Dumb Sandwich.
Yes,
out of the road.
Of course I've got that in there.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of minor characters like referred to. Like I think Melvin Potter is referenced.
Uh-huh.
Namor maybe at one point. They talk about a guy coming
somebody jumps
out of
the sea. Yeah.
Ozzie Clemens, who's like a detective from the comics.
Yep. Oh.
Jaren Hogarth. Oh, we didn't talk about Carrie Ann Moss.
Oh, yeah, it's Hogarth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gender swapped for the this series, but she works for the Rands, or has worked for the Rands in the comics.
Oh, the Rand Corporation.
So I guess
sure.
That's how that
ties she meets
in.
Iron Fist. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm. Nice.
There's a sweet Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
Mind trick moment.
Oh yes, and there's also a Mickey Mouse clock.
Is there?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
part?
It's when she when.
Oh, he gets delivered. I've already made my video. I can't put it in.
Too late, fool. It's too late, mate.
I'm going to get so many people telling me I missed it. Right.
At one point, when Jessica Jones, she's referred. Hang on, I'll start this whole thing again.
No, you're nailing it.
Keep it. Yeah, keep it in. Hogarth refers a couple to Jessica Jones to look into a divorce thing, and it turns out they're like, you know, superpower killers.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Jessica Jones says, why don't you use Angela Del Toro?
Yes.
Private investigator.
White
Tiger. She's the current White Tiger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Got that one.
Style. You got that one. Very good. Good. Bloody, yeah, nice.
Now, literally, whenever they say anybody's name,
you gotta Google
or
it
walk
real
past
quick.
A building that's got a sign, I'm like, what is that?
What kind of soda is that? Is it in there?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of the stuff, though, in this, more so than Daredevil, isn't anything.
Correct.
Yeah, which is
like, I'm sure, I imagine people, like when she's like, give me the cheapest, worst whiskey you have or whatever, she puts it down. I'm like, that's a real whiskey. Like, it's just a real bad whiskey. Like, your initial thought is like, oh, maybe that's a reference to a company, you know, from the, it's just a real bad one.
Just a bad whiskey. Yeah. Nice. I don't know. I think that'll be about it.
Yeah, good.
Right?
I think so.
Quick question for you, though.
I'm ready.
What are you excited for? Are you excited for the next? Are you excited for Daredevil season 2? Are you excited for Luke Cage? Are you excited for another Jessica Jones series? Are you excited for Punisher series? Are you excited for...
Are we actually getting a Punisher series?
I think if he's received well in Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm excited for Daredevil season 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to see another season of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm.
Because there's room for...
All sorts of noir tales.
There's all sorts of noir tales.
Yeah.
Because we don't have... The solution in the Marvel Universe cinematically is just get in an iron suit and fly about and shoot some lightning and lasers and missiles or whatever and everything blows up.
Yeah.
You can't do that with everything.
No, you certainly can't.
I mean, you could probably, Iron Man could probably take out the Purple Man real quick.
Yes.
I mean, he's in the suit.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't.
That's actually a good point. If he's in the suit, he wouldn't actually hear him directly.
Well, it wouldn't work because his suit is hermetically sealed.
So the
Kilgrave in the comic books, it's pheromones.
Yes.
In this, it's a virus, but it's close enough.
It's close enough, yeah.
Yeah, I would...
But you have to be able to hear him directly as well, don't you?
Yeah, you can't hear him through a phone line or remotely or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems to be that...
They kind of stretch that a bit in one point, even when his powers are kind of fluctuating.
Yeah, I think I guess the virus of the pheromones degrades really quickly.
Yes.
So if he doesn't get you within like the first minute, then you're fine.
You're fine. Yeah.
So Iron Man will be fine. Daredevil in the comic books is resistant to it because he's blind. I don't know why that is.
That makes no sense.
It's because of his powers, and I think it's like he can concentrate on other things because he's blah blah blah. So that's fine. Doctor Doom, which will never come up, is unaffected by him due to sheer force of will. Like they've encountered each other in the past, and Doom's just like, it's not happening. Why would you? Kind of thing. So that's pretty good.
That is great.
Cool.
Yeah,
man.
All right, man. Man.
Yeah, man.
Let's get into it.
What else? I'm excited for it. Yep. Yeah. I want to see the Punisher.
Let's definitely come back to this next week if you've got things you have to get off your chest.
Okay, good. Sure.
Yeah. But I would say if you haven't started watching this, maybe go to a night if you want to get
through. Yeah, sure.
That'll be
to a night, and you'll catch up to us by next week.
That's
so.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's maths.
But then it's quite compelling. I was thinking about
doing
that.
Well, that's
night,
the thing, like, exactly. What I'm saying is you shouldn't do 7 in a row, then wake up early, then watch the rest. That's what I'm just recommending.
You'd have to be near it to do exactly that thing.
You certainly would. Yeah. Well, Mason, it's time for our favourite segment of the show.
Favourite segment. I've got heaps of stuff for this segment.
Good.
Yeah.
I've got one thing.
Oh.
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing. I put in that theme song, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Good.
Best you've ever done it.
Probably.
Yeah.
What are you reading?
Well, what I reading? So a couple of weeks ago, I asked the listeners, the Weekly Wackadoos, to tweet at me.
I don't like how that stuck. Don't enjoy
it. I love it. It's my favourite. To tweet at me like an A+ show. They're one, like, pick one show that's your A+. It's got to be on now. And it's the one you religiously watch every week. It's your favourite show. It's the best show.
Yes. So I was just going to say, if a lot of people said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is really good at the moment, even people who hated it,
that's true,
like,
yeah,
it's amazing right now. Yeah. I'm tempted to go
Yeah,
back.
See, what I've decided to do, because a lot of people sent in some great suggestions,
yeah,
is every week I'm going to have a crack at one, a different one every week. Okay. I'll try like four episodes,
yeah,
see if it grabs me. So I'm going to do that every week.
Yep.
So this week I've chosen the show Limitless.
Oh, yeah.
And I've previously mentioned that I
with
attempted...
Bradley P. Cooper.
Yeah, well, last week I mentioned that... it's probably Bradley P. Cooper. that I watched the movie and got about halfway through and switched it off.
Yeah.
But I'm liking the series.
Okay, great.
Here's the thing. I've gone back and I've skimmed Limitless.
Like, yes.
Towards it, so I know where it goes now.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Is Bradley Cooper still taking the pill?
Yes.
Like to stop himself getting pregnant?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. He's a very handsome man.
Because he's a senator now, right?
Yes.
It's clearly they've just gone, Bradley Cooper, whatever hairstyle or facial hair you've got, just
run with it.
Because
yeah,
that's not how a senator.
No, he's quite shaggy. He's got some stubble going. Maybe he's on holiday.
Maybe
the Senate is closed.
Yes.
For the holidays.
For the
something.
Weekend.
So yeah, so we've got the new guys. This is essentially a Highlander the series.
Oh yeah.
Because in Highlander the series we had Connor McLeod from the movies. Mm. And they're like, we want to do a series, but we can't get Christopher Lambert because he's a big star currently for some reason. So let's get...
Because it's 1999. Yeah, exactly. Peak Landon.
Yeah. So they had Duncan MacLeod, who's essentially exactly the same character.
Yes.
Like he's in the Clan MacLeod. He also has...
What was the first guy's name?
Connor MacLeod.
I was like, isn't the first guy Duncan MacLeod? But yeah, right. Sorry, you're right.
No, but they're like, okay, we'll get Duncan MacLeod.
Yeah.
And they both have like Japanese swords, even though they're both from Scotland. Like it's the same.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
anyway,
so in this one we've got like the character, the Eddie Mora character is Brian Finch,
yep,
who's like a slacker approaching his 30s and nothing's going right, and he was in a band but it's all falling to bits or whatever.
Weren't we all?
And he can't get it together, and then he runs into an old bandmate who's now a super rich stockbroker and he's the best, and he's like, I can't get my writer's block, I can't write a song, and then the guy's like, well, take one of these, and then he takes the pill and he's all...
And he writes the best song?
He jams,
a Kesha hit?
Yeah, he jams in the park and he wins at chess, you know, all that. And then it turns out that guy you know, comes up murdered and
there's
a whole thing. And so it's more or less, here's the thing about it. The first episode sort of follows this very similar line.
To the movie. Yeah.
Because they've got to reestablish everything.
Sure.
But in this case, Eddie Mora decides that... So it turns out that in the Limitless universe, if you take the Limitless pill too long, you die.
Yes.
Because the side effects will kill you. But Eddie Mora has spent millions of dollars that he made in the movie Limitless.
Yeah.
On a serum that will fix that.
Okay.
And so he's like, I'll keep giving you the serum, and the FBI will keep giving you the NZT because they have it.
Yeah.
As long as you are in team up with the FBI because I need somebody in there.
Like numbers,
exactly. See, it harkens back, your favorite phrase,
never used
to
it,
that era where, like, not era, it's like a couple of years ago. Remember a couple of years ago?
I remember when, 2013.
When there was like, every show was a cop teaming up with some outside consultant.
Monk,
The Mentalist,
yep.
Numbers, Castle, where it's just like, this guy has no authority, but also he doesn't play by the rules kind of thing, and they team up. So in this case, he's teaming up with your favorite actor, Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter, Dexter's sister.
Okay, sure. Why did you say she's...
I don't know,
favorite?
I thought you hated her. I thought you found...
Why would I hate her?
I don't know, I thought you found that character incredibly annoying.
I may have said that at some point. Yeah, no, I like her. She's okay, good.
Anyway, she's good in this. And so, but the first one is very kind of similar in tone. It's serious and it's somber and it's quite tense in places. And at the end, you're like, oh, he's becoming like a, you know, Eddie Morris. You know, he's like, he's his 100% fully realized guy.
Yeah.
That's the pilot episode. Episode two takes a sharp left turn into Wacky World. Like... It's much lighter in tone.
Yeah.
Episode two starts with like this dream sequence where he's like, I wonder what it's like going to be like to be in the FBI. And then he's like at a Baccarat table in a tuxedo and he's playing Baccarat with Uno cards. What? And Jennifer Carpenter's there in like a dress and she's like, oh, you're so dreamy kind of thing. Like it's weird and goofy. The whole, I think they were like, it needs to be more like Chuck or something like that.
I was going
to
say, that's...
It feels much... I haven't seen a lot of Chuck, but it seems...
Or Scrubs.
Yeah, it seems a lot... There's not that many of those in the episodes that I've seen.
Right.
But I think they're like... Focus testing said, They want him to be more...
Like Chuck.
Yeah, like Chuck.
There's just a box that says, like Chuck.
Like you Chuck, take it, yeah. And, like, in the movie,
yeah,
Eddie Mora is, like, he's pretty much always on the pill. He's not on the pill. He's always on NZT, and he's always this kind of superior man kind of thing. But in this, they give him one pill in the morning, and it lasts 12 hours.
Yeah.
And so for half the day, he's kind of goofy. You know what
why
I mean?
Why him, though?
Oh, because they think he's immune to the effects of NZT. The FBI...
They don't know that Bradley Cooper gave him that.
Yes. He's in the shadows. What is quite good about the series, I haven't seen Bradley Cooper since the pilot.
And you won't.
Yeah. No, apparently he's going to make more appearances.
Okay.
They say. But he seems like a villain now.
Oh, really?
I like the idea that he's sort of... He's so far gone from being human at this point that we don't know what his motivations are, and he could be going either way.
I bet he's not.
Yeah, he's probably for the good of everything. Yeah.
That's right.
But so, yeah.
I bet it goes that way on purpose.
Yeah.
So that idiots like you think that.
Yeah, I am an idiot. I remember now. But yeah, so it's kind of, he's more a goofy character. He's you know, he's giving people relationship advice on the bus, and he's doing all sorts of, you know, at one point he shows up with a female body inspector t-shirt because he's working at the FBI. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got one of
those
t-shirts.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't.
But I look, it's quite good. I'm going to give a few more episodes because I like the character. I like all the characters.
And then you're moving on to something else.
Well, I got to take a break, and I got to watch something else next week.
What will it be? Tweet at Mason.
No, I'm not going to tweet it. I'm going to look at these, and I mean,
tweet out to you to tell you.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you've got a huge list.
A huge list. But if anybody's got any more A+ shows,
at Wikipedia Brown.
At Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, let me know.
Please, Jordan. I'm going to watch Creed this week. Now I know we're going to go see it tomorrow.
Yes.
I might not be able to.
Oh, no.
But you can still go, obviously.
I might also not see it. I mean, we can see it.
Whenever.
What happened?
I just don't think I'll be able to make it.
Can I have your other ticket?
Yeah,
I'll take someone.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
Ooh, like a hot date?
Yeah.
Name the person.
No.
Name the person.
I'll name no one on this podcast.
Maybe you can take one of our wonderful listeners.
Oh, it's too late. This won't be out.
All right. Lisa P has tweeted in what we're going to read.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to read, Man in the High Castle.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is that becoming a TV series soon?
Yep.
Great.
I don't know.
Fantastic.
I don't know whether it's a comic or whatever.
Yep.
Let me just quickly check that.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously put this together just before the show.
Great.
Man in the High Castle.
It is a book. I can tell you that.
All right. Well, that's...
It's an alternate...
Oh, it's Philip K. Dick.
Yeah.
That is becoming a TV show.
Yeah, yeah. It's an alternate...
After World War II. Great. Love a bit of that.
Great.
Every video game is also that, an alternate World War II.
Boy, isn't it?
All right.
Oh, I got one more. I watch another What We Read.
You watch another?
I watch another What We Read. This week, I also saw the movie. Yeah, this is not a recommendation. This is not really the province of our show.
Yeah.
It's not really a recommendation. Maybe it is. It's more a warning. I saw the movie The Dressmaker this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's got Kate Winslet.
A Hemsworth.
It's got, yep, one of the Hemsworths. Bloody it's Liam Hemsworth.
Chrisman.
It's Hemsworth.
Yes.
Anyway, Kate Winslet, as a child, has been forced out of this town because they think maybe she killed a kid or whatever.
Yep.
Now she's back and she's a, you know.
She's ready to kill more kids.
She's a bloody skilled dressmaker, and she comes in and she, you know, she fixes up the whole town in fancy dresses or whatever. I went in with the assumption that this was going to be like a Strictly Ballroom, kind of like a fun, like it's Kate Winslet and she goes in this town and it's full of Australia's most lovable character actors in a quirky little town. We're having a whole bunch of fun.
Shane Jacobson.
Shane Jacobson's in it.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Great.
And Shane Bourne.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Great as a jokes. Shane Bourne.
I know him.
It's real dark. It's real dark.
In a good way?
I don't know yet.
Hmm. It's interesting that both Kate Winslet and Hemsworth had movies out this week about killing kids.
Yeah. Weird.
I mean, it's not weird.
It's not that weird. It's the flavour of the month, killing a kid in a movie.
So, recommend it, though?
Look, what I'm
just
saying
know
is...
what it is. What
if you're thinking, oh, I might take my mum to this. Have a fun old time.
My mum is actually currently reading that book in her book club that she won't stop banging on about.
Huh.
Every week she's like, James, I'm reading this book and I'm going to tell you about it at length.
Great.
And every week I'm like, well, you're my mum.
Shouldn't have taken this call, mum.
Yeah, that's right.
Should have just said to text me.
You're my mum and I love you, so I'll just sit here and listen.
Anyway. Bless your
James'
mum.
What James's a wonderful woman. Yeah.
Yeah, look, what I'm saying is maybe rethink that because there's some
Take your gothiest friend.
There's some blood and bad vibes. That's all I'll say about
Good
that.
Stuff. Yeah. All right, we got to bird through this.
All right.
Because I got to sleep at some point, all don't right. I? Okay. This is from, this is for letters because we're going to do some letters and tweets.
Love it.
If you want to send a tweet through, hashtag weeklyplanetpod.
If you want to send us a letters theme, we don't have one this week.
Yes.
But just freestyle if you want to do a letters-based theme of any kind.
Maybe Rocky-based because I think we might do a bit of Creed next week.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Okay. So, just put it on YouTube.
Yep.
Put Weekly Planet letters theme in there so we can find it and then tweet it at me.
And then we'll know.
Then we'll know. I'll play it through my phone. Right.
This is from @wand4weasley. What are your thoughts and opinions on the Shrek movies?
Well, it's a Mike Myers movie, so here's the rule for Mike Myers movies.
Right.
Every Mike Myers movie is worse than the last one, and every Mike Myers movie makes you hate all the previous ones more. That's the rule.
Okay.
So it's towards the end because he stopped doing live action stuff.
Yep.
Except maybe The Guru or whatever.
No, that was his last.
Okay.
No, he was in Inglourious Basterds briefly.
Oh, that doesn't count.
True.
Yeah. They're garbage. They're DreamWorks. Look, I'm not going to go back and watch him again.
I would argue.
I like the first one at the time. But when did that come out?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like 2001. I feel like those movies, they relied too much on at the time. Like, they're doing a Matrix kick.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
they're doing
the
Sir Mix-a-Lot, even though that wasn't a song from 2001. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that.
Yep.
We look at Toy Story, and it can pretty much set any time-ish, give or take. It's not really timeless in that sense. That being said, the first one's pretty sharp from memory.
Yeah.
And the second one's pretty good. The third one is trash.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one, it's all right.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a fourth one.
Shrek goes through time,
Ooh.
A different dimension, and he has to fight Rumpelstiltskin or some shit. I don't know.
But he's saying it's still pretty good.
It's better than three. Three has got Justin Timberlake, and there's a bit where Shrek tries to talk like a kid, and he's like, hey, Holmes, you know what I'm doing on the street? Like, it's that.
Yeah.
And it's even worse than I did it just then.
Ooh,
if
you
that's
did it
possible.
Real bad.
Thank you. All right, that's what we think of those movies, isn't
yep.
it?
Yep.
This is, what do we got here? This is from Wildfire, 1234. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Which future DC movies should they cancel?
What's the list? What do we got?
Justice League, Man of Steel sequel, two Justice League movies, sorry. Justice League Dark, Green Lantern. It's Green Lantern. Probably Green Lantern.
Yeah.
What's his name? Cyborg, Wonder Woman. Various Batman properties, which they're kind of unconfirmed at the moment. Flash solo movie. And I think there's probably more.
We're never going to see them all in our lifetimes. We're all going to die before these come out. They're going to do one every three years or whatever.
They're amping up.
They're not, though. There's no evidence of them amping up.
There's two this year. Oof. Next year, sorry.
Yeah.
And then there's Wonder Woman, and then there's... Then we go from there, and it's just a bloody beautiful world.
There'll be Wonder Woman, then there'll be like a 4-year gap, and then there'll be something else that's no good.
It feels like Man of Steel came out in like 2002.
Yeah.
Like, not that it aged really poorly, but feels old, doesn't it? What was that? Something 2013. It wasn't that long ago, was it? I think we're just used to, like, Marvel have just, they just churn them out.
Good.
Yeah, I know, right? But, But even back in the day, like Star Wars, like you used to have to wait at least 3 years. But Man of Steel, that will be 3 years, won't it?
There's no time.
We're all going to die, aren't we?
We're going to die before the bloody DC movie's out.
Statistically, we're probably going to get hit by a comet at some point. So
Ray burst.
That's right. So,
no defense against that.
So you're saying don't cancel any of them, just bloody move it along. Cancel the one that holds it up. Cancel Green Lantern.
I don't think you should cancel Green Lantern. We have another shot at Green Lantern.
What about Cyborg?
No, don't cancel Cyborg.
What about Wonder Woman?
No, don't cancel Wonder Woman.
What about Suicide Squad sequel?
Yeah, cancel that. You can't cancel any of that. You can't cancel a Wonder Woman movie because we've never had one.
Flash.
No. Unless, I don't know. See, I've never seen Ezra Miller in anything. So
I have.
How is he good?
He's actually really good, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, if he can be poignant while traveling at the speed of light, that's fine. I'll take it. Good on him.
So none of them?
Yeah, cancel none of them.
What about the second Justice League movie? Just make one. Because they're doing part one and part two.
But they will never know.
Just compress it into one, I mean.
Oh.
No, but that doesn't count as a cancel, though, does it?
Yeah. Can't cancel them.
Smushing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So none.
None of them. Don't
cancel
any.
I'm going to say Green Lantern, because who cares?
Okay, right.
And because we don't have
but
a Green
imagine what he could do with the ring. Boxing gloves.
Fighter jets.
Fighter jets.
Catapults.
Catapults. Punch a guy into space. He never comes down. He's dead. He killed a man.
That happens in Green Lantern 2011. Yes, it just does. For those people who...
Punches sure. a man into space.
Okay, last letter, then we're going to do something else, like Ooh. In our private lives.
Oh, okay, right.
Hey, James and Mason, winking smiley face. I'm Paul from the UK and I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm running a half marathon. Bloody show off. Mm-hmm. This Sunday.
Look at me. I'm healthy.
I was wondering if when I listen on Monday, I could have a shout out from you guys and hopefully answer my question. Shout out.
You can have a shout out, provided...
Take no water breaks.
Yeah, what I want is... When you're coming through the finish line,
yep.
everybody's like, hey, he's doing it, he's the best, and then you get all bandy-legged.
Go, Paul.
And you're like, whoa, you do one of those, you know, on the viral video where somebody's like, like, maybe this guy should have hydrated, you know. No, don't do that. Live your life.
Yeah, drink plenty of fluids.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this bloody drink bottle
yes.
went through the washing machine, dishwasher,
yes.
and it tastes like soap. But I'm still drinking from it, and I feel weird. I'm with the show.
Probably all the soap.
A common complaint at the moment is the lack of strong villains in TV, film, / whatever. Mm-hmm. What is the last great genre villain you remember? Thank you. P.S. Can I be the official stuck-up, scruffy-looking nerf-herd of the podcast? Yes.
Yes.
Villain.
You know what? I read an article recently.
Was it that one that you hated, that you mentioned earlier about Jessica Jones?
No, but it's making me angry still. Watch something else if you hate superheroes. If you don't watch Marvel movies and be like, there's too many superheroes in this superhero genre. Shut up. Just watch something else.
Yeah.
Just Bargain Hunt.
Watch The Perks of Being a Wallflower with Ezra Miller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I recently read an article, I might be able to find it, on the guy that played Viggo the Carpathian in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Yeah, as an actor and as a character.
He's a spooky man.
Yeah, and as the bloody... The bloody...
Painting?
No, it was the actor.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
like, he was a real life, like a...
Creep.
Yeah, he was a real life creep, and he was a like a wrestler, and he was a boxer, was and all he? Sorts of stuff, yeah.
What's he in?
He might have...
He's bald, isn't he?
I think he might have even fathered his own sister.
I don't believe that.
Well.
Wait.
All right. See, what I do is I find these fun articles, and then I email them to myself.
Yes.
But I'm never gonna find them.
Norbert Group.
Yeah.
The article is called The Hateful Life and Spiteful Death of the Man Who Was...
That was quick.
I just typed in Vigo and that was like the second
there
result.
There you go. What is that on? What website's that?
That's on Deadspin.
Yeah. Everybody read that. He's a terrifying man. He's had a strange life, that guy.
So quickly look into this.
Yeah, do it.
That dude, yeah, he's terrifying. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to look like that? He looks like a more terrifying version of Mickey Rourke. And that is saying something.
Yeah.
Look at his nose and head. Hang on. Years later, Rona said, there's no context to this, she had been told she might not just be Norbert's half-sister, but his daughter as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is a
The next sentence, I don't want to read it.
Yeah, don't read it. Everybody read it. It's a heck of an article. Anyway.
This guy's a real-life monster. Like, I was just like, he looks spooky, but...
He is spooky.
He's a monster.
I mean, he's dead, but you could probably still find you.
Fuck me. Yeah. This guy's the worst.
Anyway, what were you saying? Let's dial this back a bit. Like, he's fine as the villain in that movie.
Can he get into my house as a ghost?
He can certainly get inside your brain.
God.
Anyway, what's your favourite villain?
Well, that guy, obviously. Yeah. The Joker, I guess.
Hang on, what? Give me the wording of the letter again.
So it's, what is the last great genre villain you remember?
Yeah, okay.
What about Michael Fassbender from 12 Years a Slave? Does that count?
No.
Why not?
I like Leonardo DiCaprio as the...
I would say that Fassbender is the more terrifying version of the Leonardo DiCaprio character, because it's more real.
Yeah, no, I guess though, but I feel with genre...
Yeah.
Especially
I can't be like a...
No, it can be real. It can be historical or whatever. But I think if we're talking genre, we're talking sci-fi or western or fantasy or something like that.
Gotcha.
And I feel Leonardo DiCaprio is evil and comical in that role.
Like, gotcha.
I think he's good in that.
Okay.
Or bloody Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, he's very good.
Just bloody Quentin Tarantino films.
I feel like he hasn't done anything that good.
You're forgetting Green Hornet. No, you're not. I'm just kidding. It's bad.
He has a double gun.
Yeah.
Someone emailed in, I can't remember who, or tweeted that... He has a double gun in Green Hornet and in Spectre,
yep.
Hinks has a double gun.
Correct.
Two movies with double guns.
And Christoph Waltz.
Yes, correct. Yep. That was the implied connection.
Oh, is that right?
What about...
Are you saying he only does roles in movies where there's a double gun
correct,
of some
that
kind?
Is what I'm saying. Huh. What about Kingpin from Daredevil? Someone tweeted in a complaint of him is, he's not like Kingpin from the comics, which is true.
Yep.
He's just like a big baby.
Yep.
Like a big, powerful baby.
Yeah, no, I felt he was the weak link.
Oh, really?
In that series, yeah.
He was good, though, right? Like, you thought he was, like, the actor.
Yeah, but again, at the whole time, I'm like, how did he get in the position he's in with what he's got?
Crushing heads indoors, man.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything. Yeah, Heath Ledger Joker, I guess.
He's great, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I wouldn't say Loki would count because he's not really a villain. No. I mentioned Ezra Miller before, but we need to talk about Kevin, where he plays like a psychopath teenager.
Okay.
And he is very unsettling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a comedy?
It certainly is not.
Okay, right. Because it seems the title gives you the impression it's a comedy.
Yeah. My God. This article.
Yeah, it goes on.
Going back to
he's
it.
Got it. Yeah. Read it in the dark, mate.
I don't want to.
No, you can't.
All right, well, that's the show for this week, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, where can people find us, though?
Oh, we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Also follow The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
It's a good one.
It's a very good one.
The Weekly Planet Reddit's pretty good as well.
That's great, yeah.
This show's now on YouTube as well, which people have seemed to be enjoying. Good, some people great. Are like, where are the pictures?
You're not adding an hour of pictures, 2 hours of pictures.
It would literally... be all my time.
Yeah.
For everything I've ever done.
What else we got? Weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.
Yep.
Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
If you want to chip in to support.
That's everything, right? T-shirts are on Redbubble.
Yep.
Just Google us.
Just
Weekly
Google
Planet.
Us. If you have any thoughts on the movie Creed or the band Creed, please email them in. Because
We'll accept them with arms wide open. With arms wide open. And you everything. I don't know any of the lyrics.
You should look up Creed Shreds.
I will.
It's quite good. It's great. Very funny. It's a good antithesis to...
Creed?
Yes, I was going to say, and the hateful life and spiteful death of a man who was Vigo the Carpathian.
Good
the
boy.
Article.
Mm.
That's it!
We did it!
Yeah.
We did it. Grab that gem, everybody. See you next week.
Please have... yes.
We finally struggling. Found it. We found your catchphrase. Please have... Okay, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.